Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's is that your phone?
It's my alarm to wake up.
What a lovely alarm.
Hello, welcome back to On The Sofa, Jack P. Shepherd and Ben Price.
Oh, wow, we've developed a kind of smooth jazz voice. I like it. We're cocky now, aren't we? And nearly end of week two for us. And I feel like we are in Big Brother, if I'm honest. Mm. It feels like all we do is talk about people.
It was fun. It was fun. Was it today? A bit of today and a bit of yesterday, wasn't it?
Was it was fun. Going in that camera bit, looking at them. Yeah. So we couldn't believe it was in a studio.
Yeah.
And it's quite flimsy.
Mm.
And they can hear you.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought, if you pushed it hard enough, it might fall over. Mm. It's a set, proper set, isn't it? Good fun, wasn't it? Good fun.
And then it was back to the hotel.
Record.
Lights out. I couldn't get to sleep because I was so giddy.
So you watched us again on Leighton Live, didn't you?
I watched the app on Leighton Live. I watched that. That was good. And then I watched 24 Hours in A&E.
Tell you what, that always gets me to sleep.
Bed. I know, in bed. I found it weird, sat in a double bed watching it.
24 hours in A&E. I tried to go to sleep. With a cup of tea. And then we were up at 2. It was GMB, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did that. That was fine.
That was fine. It's in chaos, though, because your alarm
that was the headline, wasn't it? The headline in the paper. GMB in chaos.
In chaos. Because your alarm went off, and your alarm is bird singing.
Yeah, well, I didn't want a proper, like, you know, to wake you up. I thought it best be something peaceful.
I tell you what you did. I bet you tried raindrops, didn't you? Heavy rain. Try and wake
up. Do you know who set that? My daughter set that up on my phone, actually. She went, "You'll love this, Dad. You'll like this." I went, "Do you want it to go off every day at 8? And I went, "Yeah, right. Why not?" And it does. The thing is, we're never on set at 8, are we?
No,
we're always on set. 8:15, so it doesn't interrupt filming. However, if you're doing GMB,
brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I couldn't stop laughing. It made me laugh, and then we just carried it on. That was his alarm, but we're here. That's funny. Yeah. Like we were having a laugh. I think they were like,
"Oh yeah, we loved it."
I loved it.
Fair play to Susanna though, because it was her who sort of went, "Is that your?" Do you know what I mean? I tried because I noticed that they were on a VT.
They weren't on
us. So I tried getting my phone out to quickly, like, cancel it, and she went, hold on.
Yeah. No phone's on set. You got caught, bang to it. But that was great. That was fine. Her and her balls, all good. Back on the train, all safe and sound. Then we had to watch again tonight, didn't we, for the record?
Yeah. And it was a big ep tonight. We knew it was a big ep because we knew it was face-to-face evictions, didn't we?
Yeah. We got sort of a feeling about it, didn't we, last night? They sort of gave us some inside goss saying it was going to be, they'd been quite fiery.
Well, they showed us a couple, but the ones that stuck out for me was Fern's nomination and Marisha's nomination.
Yeah.
Because those were the ones that kind of went off a bit, weren't they? I mean, Levi just did the classic, if you vote for me, I'll vote for you.
Coulson, very strong in the voting, I thought. Very strong, stood up, you're getting it. Louis, you're getting it. Levi, you're getting it. I wasn't sure whether I would be able to do the reason for voting you out and then the kiss.
And then the kiss, it's awkward. You've all got to do it.
Yeah.
And that's part of it.
Fern, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to make sure Ekin goes up for eviction.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's got her cards marked, hasn't she? I think she thinks she's massively playing a game.
Yeah.
And I think, you see, that's the thing that puzzled me when Ekin was going. I feel as though we've not really got to know each other. We've not really had those deep chats. But I have seen them have deep chats.
It was weird then, watching them live, wasn't it? Also, yeah. We saw Lewis, Fern and Levi all talking right next to us on that round sofa.
Mm.
That was weird. You must have deep chats. You've been in there 10 days.
But it's exactly now, isn't it, what I predicted what would happen. The only conversations they're having are about each other.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all it, because that's your only narrative now after 10 days.
Yes. There's nothing else going on.
There's nothing else that's happened.
There's no news. It's just you in that house. The news is washing left again.
So now all we do is just talk about behaviour and conversations.
Yeah. It was big. It was a big night. It was sort of massively sort of compelling telly with an edge of cringe.
Yeah, yeah, huge cringe.
Huge cringe. But it's that combination which is so hard to get. Yeah. And then I really felt sorry for Marisha. She goes up. It's the highs and lows of this business.
Which is brilliant, Barbie Brother. It's a great card, isn't it? We're going to give you an absolute gold star and then we're going to shit on it. We're going to absolutely shit on it.
You've been nominated for an Olivier. And then in the next sentence, Ekin-Su's crying into a teddy.
Yeah.
I will never be able to forgive you. Ever. And that's a long time. Ever. That's it. Until the final, and we all come out, and it's all forgiven.
And I didn't get her reasonings for throwing such a strop either, because Marisha, she said the reason why I'm nominating Ekin-Su is because I'm fearful that if I come up against her in a nomination, she'll win, and like she'll win the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel as though the only way for me to sort of win is if she needs to get her out. She's obviously read the room really bad. I think she thinks that Ekin's got a massive following, and she might have, but I don't think she's particularly the most popular person.
No, she's not. I don't think she
is. But maybe, I mean, you all have different warped senses.
But I think Marisha was fine with that. I'm like,
well, yeah, fine. She's obviously just, she's thinking of it now like the weakest link.
Yeah.
Right? So she's getting the strongest one out.
Yeah.
Right? But obviously that, I don't know, maybe it's across sort of an American and a British way.
The realisation, I'm definitely getting nominated. And I'm getting nominated against Lewis. And Lewis would be kept in the house.
Do you think?
I think it was a definite. Look, she knows now, once you've been that many votes for you, she knew that you're on the way out. You've had that many votes for you. I don't think Bradley got any. I don't think Cole's got any.
No, Cole's did. He did. He's lost his record.
Levi.
Who, shit house.
Yeah. It was a bit shitty, wasn't it? Well, you took it badly because I was nasty to you. And then I tried to apologise because you didn't accept my apology. Actually, you're a shit house.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that. You've got a real big hump about it, but I don't mind it. Listen, I'm not sure whether Levi's done anything particularly really wrong to Coles. I think everybody's
high. But I do think if you've said something and someone's taken it the wrong way, just leave it. Let them have it. It's their reaction. But he was going, yeah, but then I apologised. And you still seemed a bit upset. Of course, it's heightened. Yeah. That's the game.
Yeah.
I mean, Louis was right in a way, wasn't it? It is a game.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I mean, to be fair, every single housemate nominated him. Every single one.
Mm.
And he went, it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. But they all gave the washing up excuse, didn't they?
Yes. It was an easy one, wasn't it? It's an easy one. Everybody's gone down to Louis Street.
Yeah.
It's an easy.
I think you need a better thing than that now. Yeah. You need something better than that now, than the washing up. You need something really that. I wish someone had just done the
I'd fucking love is if he survives this week and then he cleans like fucking Nanny McPhee.
Yeah.
He's there doing it all.
Yeah.
And And then he's like, right, what's your fucking excuse?
Yeah, now pick one.
Bastards, now pick one.
Let's see. Because I'm in bed all the time. Yeah, let's see what you've got. It's like, but I suppose it's that thing, isn't it? Even the smallest things grate on you after being with people for that long.
Well, that's the other one. It probably doesn't, but because you have to find one, the sort of, you know, the one that you're going to find is probably going to be a bit crap.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't. They're a bit windy in the morning.
Yeah.
It's. I'm always walking through it. I can't bear
I'm always eating your farts.
So for that reason, I'm voting.
Every time I go in the diary room after you, it stinks as shit.
And for that reason, everyone's like, crikey, that's really personal. I know, but you've got to find something. And so I've decided.
You smell.
to find that. You ruined the show. Can you imagine if you did the nominations and you just couldn't stop laughing?
You couldn't stop laughing. You got the giggles.
If you got the giggles and you went, I'm nominating you. Because every time you wake up, in the middle of the night, you fart. And I can't get to sleep, so I'm nominating two people. Yeah, it's hard because I can see they're doing it for hours. Do you know when they click back in the show and they go...
That's what I mean. They've been nominating for an hour and 50. And you're thinking, fucking hell, they've only named four people.
Wouldn't it take you to like 3 minutes? I nominate Jack because he spilled my coffee.
Goes to show how much they lose. Well, I said this, didn't I, to the producers when we went down the other night.
Yeah.
I went, when you showed that live clip the other night of Sharon leaving...
Yeah.
And they were asking her those questions.
Yes.
And it was going on for about 5, 6, 7 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they couldn't get the scissors in because it was live. And it was awkward watching TV because you thought, it shouldn't be this long.
Yeah.
I went, well, they can't edit it. Even Hanny said, why is it taking so... And I went, they can't stop. It's live.
It's live.
They have to wait for a response. They can't speed it up.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. It goes to show how much of those awkward situations and how awkward and long they must be. Because they're awkward for us watching.
Very, very good point. So we're coming in maybe 4 hours in at some point.
Yeah.
4 hours into a nomination.
And you don't see, we're not seeing everything that they've said about the previous person. So then when they come to saying you, you're like, well, hold on. Why is it I get the big massive thing? And that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fern gave it.
That's the cynic.
Yeah, Fern gave it the full 12 Angry Men, didn't she? She gave it the full courtroom drama. She made sure she wasn't bothered at all whether Ekin was bothered.
And
by
even
it
after,
or not.
I liked the bit after as well in the corridor when she was like, "That's okay. You're not gonna take any of it to heart." And Fern was like, "Well, I hope you take some of it."
Yes, I know. Strong bad back. That was good, wasn't it? So there we go. Double eviction on Friday.
Yeah.
Two to go. Who's your two?
My heart says Levi and David. I just think Ek and Sue and Lewis... and Fern have got more to bring. Now that I've seen another side to Fern, now that she can be like, don't call me kid.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I want to see that rivalry more with Ekin. And Lewis is just gold.
Yeah.
But my head says Ekin and Levi.
I think
they've been sort of labelled the...
The baddies.
The baddies. And... I think the timing of Ekin Sue's tears doesn't come great after Coulson's. Because I think Coulson's were very genuine.
Yes.
And I think it's just a lot of people who go, crocodile tears. I think a lot of people will think that, whether they are or they're not.
Yeah, I think you're right. You've only got, as you said, you've only got certain amounts of the crying card to play.
Yeah.
You've got to play it strong.
Hard, get out.
Yeah, strong cut. Coulson did well. He did it out of vision, which is the hardest one to pull.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a pro. He knows what he's doing. OOV, out of vision,
is
technically very difficult, but he pulled it off. And then everything after that just seems like... But you're right. It seemed a bit too little too late. It would have been better if she'd just taken it and gone, yeah, fair enough.
You well, think, we'll see we? If there... See, do we see if there's... No, there's no show tomorrow, is there? Doesn't it just... Oh, no, they do. They no, do they show do a the bit show, before the nominations.
And then at the end, they do the nominations.
Yeah.
So it's a big evictions. Night. Evictions, that's big it. Night. It's a big night. It's an hour and a half. Oof. It's a big strap journey, that one. There we go.
So, yeah, double eviction tomorrow. Catches after... About midnight or in the following morning to hear everything that we thought and on, thanks the, for, on the eviction.
I think it's important to say thanks for listening. It's been there's been a phenomenal response to our review of the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
21 likes I think we got on one post, Ben.
Yeah, which is, it's huge. In social media terms, it's huge.
Yeah, it's massive.
So thank you for that. And keep listening, because I have to say, we've now got to the point of really quite enjoying it. Yeah. It's. I feel like a late night DJ. This is our regular slot.
Got it, you can tell it's late. Yeah. Okay, catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.